me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
All right, time to do a potty review. Nothing to be excited about this week. Nothing to get up and about. Listen in if you want to. If you don't bother.
Right, well, that's about the worst review ever.
He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
All right, folks, here it is, another review of round three. And to get me through this exciting round review, there's another very happy coach, Stars. Stars, how are you?
Hey, good. How's your balls to the wall team, Hawker? Mine was shit.
Mine, balls to the wall team, is shite.
How's your AFL Scheisenhausen? Team? Mine's shit.
So, yep, no, there's nothing good about it this week, apart from Will Day. He was good.
Cricket.
But other than that, there wasn't much more to write about. So, anyway, before we get too depressed on this shit, how about we just start the review?
Let's go. Let's get into it.
All right. Up
Say
first.
Some pathetic scores.
Up first, round three. Slippery Gypsies versus Dazed and Confused.
Yep.
So a 1481 for Slip reached in somewhat, what do we call, controversial circumstances?
I wouldn't say controversial, but just did enough to get the win. Without taking, I don't know, a bit risk averse, I would say.
Against Dazed and Confused, 1460.
Amazing how much Slip perked up towards the end of the weekend. It was pretty quiet.
Very quiet all weekend,
and,
yes.
When he locks in the win, he's up and about.
Yes.
Tagging you and everything.
That's it. So, and who did he, well, who was the loop? Which level are we looping on? We're looping on the last Elliot Yeo.
Kasiah Pickett.
It must be Marlian Pickett, I think.
Nope. I've got Kasiah Pickett in bold at the 41. Oh, yeah. Looping in Willy Rioli.
Oh, I must have changed the E already because it's not. Oh, let me just refresh this. Refresh this shit. Oh, yep, there it is there. Yep, okay, I'll refresh it. Now we should be good. So, yeah, so he looped on a 41 to guarantee a win over, who did he
put
on? Tabernacle. Didn't trust the Tabby Cat to score 21.
So, I mean,
that's a bit soft, isn't it?
It makes you sleep all at night.
Do you reckon Slip sleeps with the light on?
if it stops COVID, probably, yeah.
It's a bit soft, but let's have a quick look at his defensive line here. Lloyd, standard 93. Howe, get down on his 62. Noble, that's about what he gets, isn't it? But
that's
a great man. Great CJ. Man, CJ, who was on fire today for the Hawks, was in everything, marking and intercepting and getting involved in the chippity-chip.
Running.
And, yeah. So, again, he's probably his worst defender is his number four pick.
No, that's been scratched from the records now.
Okay, so he wasn't picked at four anymore? Right, fair enough. That's it. Midfield, two tons, Lyons and Bailey Smith, and then a whole lot of 80s and 70s. So very much down Petrarca, Chera, Parrish, or Dacos 89, you've got to be happy with that. And a pick at 70 is about what you'd want. So, but some of the big guns there, not firing at all for Slip.
Oh, midfield hasn't quite gelled at the moment, but see how we go.
Witts was well down, beaten by... Who was he beaten by in the ruck this weekend?
Oh, Bruce.
So if you actually play a proper ruckman, you might actually, you know.
I think, do you think Witz looked a bit sore?
He'd look a bit sore after a big proper ruckman played against him. Funny about that.
See how he pulls up next week.
Mm. So the new number four pick, according to Slip, Dylan Moore, 109. He was everywhere, and he was fantastic. Zach Bailey, 92. Pretty good for him. Tomahawk, too many pies in the stand, 58. Jesse Hogan.
85 from Hogan.
From Hogan the Bogan.
Just on the dick with that.
That's it. And then, I don't know, do we even talk about Kasai Pickett scoring 41?
Shouldn't count.
I think it should.
Get the commission to change the score.
That's it. All in all, pretty middling score, but it was a good enough to get over the reigning premier.
Hey, it's got the win. No one cares. When you're looking back at the history, no one cares about who did what, as long as you got the win.
W.
And up to second place.
That's it. So for the reigning premiers, 1460, 21 points behind Slip.
Yeah, second loss in a row as well.
That's it. The wheels are starting to fall off a little bit of the
win was with an absolutely huge score. So danger signs here for Days of Confused.
That's it. So a 34 from Jake Kelly offset the Nick Blakey 106. Dyson Heppel remembered how to football for 93. And Quainer on coming solid 80s.
The right defense.
Yeah.
Jake Heller debacle, but I think he was scrambling a little bit towards the end there last week.
Trying to find some players to actually play.
He just needs some heartbeats. It's not looking good on the bench.
No, not at all. The midfield, the top three, solid once again. Oliver, Boak and Bontempelli. There's normally four that are solid, but see Merritt. Yes, out for a little while. The rest of that midfield, not so flash, though Curtis Taylor did bob up for a 96.
I wouldn't expect that every week.
No, most certainly not. Nank the Tank only got 66. And then RFA 1, Nick Martin 71. Bailey Fritch, who is a keeper. Wouldn't it be a keeper?
Definitely was a keeper there for Slipper Gypsies. I think the first dropped.
Is this draft tampering, sending him to your opposition and deliberately making him lose?
A bit of an inside job there. There you go. Bailey. Go get picked up by Days and spud up like, yeah. Very interesting tactics. Very smart move.
Smart move. Dan McStay remembered how to football to 84. Higgins did Higgins things. And old Charlie Cameron burst out with 108.
We're playing North. So,
good score for him. Unfortunately, not good enough to get the win for Dazed and Confused.
Oh, if you look down on the bench, it's an absolute sorry sight.
We've got Billings, who I think I read today.
He's redone something.
Redone a hammy. Merritt, obviously, out. Salem, obviously, out. Snelling.
What's wrong with Snelling?
Well, he's just not playing, is he?
Of some description.
RCD not picked. Rourke Smith off the waivers, scored a massive 33. Taron injured, so there's, the walking wounded at the moment.
No, not looking good at all, but I don't know when these players are coming back either.
Not for a little while, I wouldn't think. So it'd be a challenge for the reigning premier to marshal the troops long enough to make a challenge. Next up, speaking of not much of a challenge, holy moly.
No, this was not much of a challenge at all.
What the hell's going on here?
Aussie Merker with a 1290, got absolutely smashed and humbled by Geelong Vipers with a 1556, and didn't Vipers let him know about it?
I'm still letting him know, so he's everywhere at the moment.
I mean, good thing we haven't had Vipers up and about for the last 2 years, because we just want to hear the end of it.
It'd be insufferable. It'd be legless Mark too.
And would you, just a little stat for you here, Hawker, this is Matt Lamb's, or Geelong Vipers' first round score.
Sorry?
First top score of the round. So $10 coming his way.
Oh, he's done well. He's got a return on his investment over the last 3 years.
He sure has. And there's only one coach to not have a round high score.
Who's that?
We'll get to him very shortly.
That'd be me, wouldn't
And your round score this week suggests
this could be a while
off. Way off.
Oh well, shit happens. All right, so let's have a look here. Mirka, what went wrong? Broad 103, that's pretty good. Bradley Hill did Bradley Hill things for 46. Dales 81 is standard. Noah Bolter, is he a defender? I thought he was a ruckman. Anyway, and Blake Hardwick was his average 70.
Down on that since last year. He had a very good year for me. Like young Hardwick, just doesn't seem to be getting as much of the points. Maybe a bit too much halfback flankers running around at Hawthorn.
That's it. In the midfield, I think might be where it went a little bit wrong when you look at the comparison of the number of hundreds for one team and the hundreds for others, as in zero for Mirka.
Not good.
So Keyes at 96 is all right. Trelaw down a little bit for his 88. Ugh, Luke McDonald, 44. That's just
gross. It was attempting to play on Charlie Curnow. And if you
that
saw
worked well.
Score, it did not go well at all.
Dylan Shield, 92 is all right. Harms, 80. It's just, 64 and 87 for Clark and Jordan. It's, I don't know that those scores are going to get a lot better, are they?
I think you want a bit more from your top end, Ben Keyes, Trelaw, McDonald types. That's where the improvement should come.
Brody Grundy almost cracked a ton, but 99. But the key forwards and the small forwards. Yeah, dear. It's not good.
That would look really, really bad if Max King didn't go berserk in a quarter and kick five or six goals.
Correct.
That's twice he's done that where he just takes the game by storm. Imagine if he did that the whole game.
Exactly.
Otherwise, that could be a pretty dire looking forward line.
You'd almost call it.
Hey, I wouldn't be putting those words out. Your score, mate.
Just saying. They're pretty much there. 84 on the bench is could be painful, though. It probably didn't cost anything this week. Peter Wright, 71.
Yeah, pick up there, Peter Wright. Bit versatile, bobs up for a score. Seems to be in decent form.
On the other side, well, not much to write home about in the defensive line. 350s and 290s, which is quite good.
Darcy Tucker was a scary one, I believe. He had a seizure.
Is that what it was?
Yes, according to my umpire, mate.
Didn't look like he hit anything, so it was a bit odd that he,
didn't see the incident, but so hopefully he's okay.
Yes, that wasn't good. He wasn't moving there for a little while, so that's really not good. But we'll go through the midfield here. O'Meara and Anderson, a pair of 50s, so you're probably getting to panic a little bit if you're Vipers. But after that, holy moly, 138 for Cripps. 132 for Dunkley, 100, or even Dangerfield managed a ton. But back to rolling back the clock a fair bit here.
Yeah.
One Angus Brayshaw with a 156.
Hey, who would have thought?
Hey, probably won't score that in the next two rounds, but hey, he got a, was it 21 marks, 20 marks or something?
Something disgusting.
Something ridiculous.
Unleashing the midfield on poor Mirko.
That's it. Imagine copying a 156 from Angus. You know it's not. You just quit that round. Yeah. 156 from Angus Brayshaw, you take your bat and ball and go home.
Well, you wouldn't even look at the scores after that, would you?
Nope. Big Max, 101.
They had adjustment to give him a ton.
Got the ton late, did he? Okay, I didn't pay a lot of attention to that. Canelio, 114. Harry Morrison, 88. Rioli, 79.
Can we talk in this podcast, please?
Hey?
No cogs talk on this pod. Thank you very much.
No, fair enough. And a looped Haywood for 73. So all in all, not a bad forward line there. Just Liam Ryan in a very depleted Eagles lineup.
Question marks on the keeper Sam Draper, 28.
Yes, that's pretty shite, wasn't it?
Not really what you want from your young emerging ruckman. Good thing you traded for Max Gawn.
That's it. Well, at least he put his keepers on the field this week.
Yeah, that's a start.
Yeah.
And it's paid off, so good coaching.
Good coaching. Well done. All right. Next game.
Coaching.
We got a close one. Legless versus Disposables.
Hey, you missed one, mate.
Did I? I think I double clicked something, did I?
Yeah, you double clicked. We'll just go back to the AJS Hawker versus Manic Monkeys. It's absolute high scoring blockbuster. Hawker with an 11.83. Fortunately, they didn't quite get the job done against Monkeys 13.96.
All right, writing was on the wall very early.
Just through this score. It is putrid.
Absolute Scheisenhausen. Haynes rolled his ankle in the first quarter. So that was fantastic. Hobbled out onto the field for 34. Stephen May was all right. Bickavs and Tui were just shit. Will Day, the great man, he's back to show the experienced troops what to do with 91. So that was reasonable. Talking about not many hundreds, the great Schoenberg got one. So that was nice for me. Other than that, it was pretty shite. Mitchell 87, Rowell 87, Libba 81, Smith 69. I think there was a quarter there where like the Cats didn't even touch the ball, and I don't think any of them actually went up in points at all that quarter.
These scores are atrocious, aren't they?
Yes.
Fucking atrocious. So, any relief coming on the bench?
Hopefully McInerney's back this week. Meningola, I think I read somewhere that he conked himself on the head this week in the VFL, so he won't be back anytime soon, hopefully one more week. Toby Green's 2 weeks away, and Erasmus and Close. So,
I mean, I don't want to bring back the bye talk, but score like that, it's hard to avoid.
Hang on. Well, not really, because you know, a rolled ankle here, couple of shit rolls there, a concussion over here, you know, and shit coaching by, what's his name? At
Noble.
Noble, yeah, him.
And when when you score 13.96, you still beat your opponent by 200 points.
That's one of those rounds. You have one of the young team still coming together. Not panicked yet.
Fair enough. Manic Monkeys on the other side. Again, not the best score, but still managed to win a bit of a
boost.
Tom Stewart, he's such a good player. 102.
Litherton. Ryan.
Ryan, 77. Oh, so, yep. Powell. Yep. Bit down on Will Powell. 46. And then looping in.
Answorth, 71, who looked really good on my classic team. So happy with that. In that respect. Took Miller. Hooly dooly.
Yeah. Good.
Tagged for a 68. Brad Crouch off the chain for a 128. O'Driscoll, a 60.
Young fella. Could definitely
Yeah, it went all right. Blake, I mean, seriously, Blake Aker's getting 110. I mean, honestly, give me a spell.
Yeah, that's not going to... I mean, luckily he was playing the Eagles, so that's probably a smart move. If you just load up versus the Eagles, you're going to do all right.
That's it. Matt Kennedy was probably lucky he only got 103, because I think he was on like 7 million by half time. So he was probably slowed down a fair bit. Seb Ross, pretty good score for him. And even Lockie O'Brien managed a half decent score against the Hawks.
Lloyd there with 56 isn't great, but he's your second ruckman. So, I mean, when your number one goes down, it's
cool. Yep.
We can't be fielding dual rucks, can we?
No, that's true. So, yeah, I'd say that forward line was pretty ordinary, but it was up against mine, so it looks pretty good.
Jordan DeGoey with a week suspension has been offered, so that's a bit of a
big out. A bugger, yep.
Nothing really else there that stands out.
Not a lot. Heath Chapman.
Chapman on the bench. Very promising signs.
So, but then in bad news, it sounds like Sarong could be out for a little while.
Yes, that's not good. I mean, how can you be on crutches and a test for the Sunday game and you've broken something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird shit. I wish I'd just be honest about shit.
Yeah, and then Tim Kelly has been destroying my other leagues. Just can't get on the park. Hamstring is tight for a few weeks.
So anyway, good win there to Manic, who I did tell he was going to tell him last night he was going to win, but he refused to believe me. But Anyway, now the match of the round, or the closest match anyway. Legless fell across the line by 2 points against Disposables, 1467 to 1465.
Do you say that Legless won this or Disposables lost this?
Oh, yeah, it's a bit like two old geriatrics in the boxing ring having a slug out, but he got there in the end, didn't he?
Just.
Oh, was it Dry Newcomb on the bench with a 90?
Oh, well, no, we'll get to Disposables. A bit of education here for Disposables coming up, but let's talk about Legless.
Oh, hell.
Let's talk about Legless
first. Oh, shit. I just had a look at that shit. Holy crap.
All right, Whitfield, 91, slowly coming back to some form, but well below what he can do.
Holy fuck. Oh, sorry, we're onto Legless. Shit.
And yeah, Jaden Shaw, the 118. Lovely.
He was everywhere today. I didn't watch a lot of that game, but yeah, he obviously had a good one.
Cab Daniel, pretty poor with it, 68. And Josh Rotham, I think, was on -1 for the first quarter, looking dire, but obviously that's where the ball's going to be for West Coast. So he managed to scrape up to a 56.
And they looped on a Trent Rivers, 78.
You know, nice player, Trent Rivers. Good young defender.
You'd almost keep him, wouldn't you?
Hard to keep
a hold of.
Young scorer as a junior. Yep. And in the premiership side, if he's best 22, lock and load.
That's it. McRae, 75. Crouch, 95.
Good.
Which was all right. McGrath down a little bit with a 69. Legless's love child, Berry, with an 88. Looped on Lockie Hunter's 112.
Yeah, handy having him as a first game.
That's it.
And then just had the free hit with the loop.
I looped him in about 3 leagues, I think. So, yes.
Yeah, well,
about time he did something good. Adams, 93, and Scholl, 74. So that's not a bad. Well, probably a little bit down.
Yeah, you want a few more scores than your big guns like McRae.
Yeah.
Riley O'Brien, the baby giraffe, 115.
Very, very good.
Wasn't really
and then
that's okay.
This forward line.
I think it's a common theme here. Forward lines are crap.
They're just shite. 40 from McDonald, 61 from Wingard. Graham, 87 is pretty good. Membrays and Holmes, probably just average scores.
I think, yeah, Membrays, that's what Membrays does, consistently 70s. And Max Holmes was a nice little pickup. Must have had a good last half.
So, anyway, moving across to the other side. And
Where do we start with this?
Do we start down the bottom or do we start up the top?
No, let's start down the bottom.
If we start down the bottom where the highest scores are, is that where you start?
What would you call this? Is it
a colossal fuck up is what I'd call it. Jesus. Manic, jump the fence and just see if anyone's wearing concrete boots in the pool next door. Gee whiz.
This bench is better than my midfield.
What the hell's he done? All right, for anyone who's not paying much attention at home, like my good self, he's looped on Langdon's 104, which is, you know, that's a good move. On the bench, he has a 76 from Lockie Ash, which I suppose that's only just marginally better. A Jai Newcomb 90, which much better than Parfitt and Selwood. Lincoln McCarthy 102. Which is better than everyone by lots.
Yep.
And this guy down the bottom here, who was, I think, at one stage a must-have in last year with his run home, and Jai Simpkin, a 105, sitting on the bench with no E.
Yep, so I think that was the Esau Langdon score, and I need to pick a player to drop. And he's gone, there's midfield, he's gone, oh, no, Parfitt, nah, Selwood, nah, Lipinski, nah, we'll keep him. Jai Simpkin, off you go.
Fucking what the fuck? Talk about getting out of jail free, Legless. Bloody go buy a lotto ticket. It's almost like you'd trade out someone who would help you win the grand final.
But last aside, that team is scary. I don't think you'll make that mistake
again. So's the coach.
No, we love Boff.
Fucking hell. I mean, that's a, I mean, gee, he should have won by, geez. Whenever you only got to get one of those calls right, you don't even get all of them, do you?
So, still a 14.65 is probably up there, the scores this week, and it could have been a lot higher. And if you look at disposable scores the last few weeks,
they've been high
Very high. So,
I think Boffa must have been fucking high. I've fallen off my chair here.
So, yeah.
Anyway, on the field. I mean, the defence still scored pretty well with the average probably in the, what's that, in the 90s? Or just under 90. So, 86 for Hall, 93 for Sinclair, who's been a bit of a surprise packet. Dawson with his miracle goal got to 100. Rich probably a little bit down for 80, and Burton a solid 71. The worst Brayshaw tagged to an inch of his life in the first half.
Didn't he save it at the end? Wow,
he did. So he got to 95. Tom Green, he's not bad, old Tom Green, 114.
Yeah,
Ollie Wines, 111, pretty good. Lipinski, 84, is not so bad. Then Parfitt and Selwood, I think you just get rid of the Cats, don't you? They're just shit.
Oh, Selwood, the sniper.
Really, it's the last time you can.
What a tough guy.
Puts a guy in a headlock.
Yeah, put a 19-year-old in a headlock. Well done, mate.
Yeah, tough guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ryan Marshall, he's got to go and sort of use a crowbar. He's got to go all Tanya Harding on him, doesn't he, on Ryder?
Definitely.
So he was pretty ordinary. And then the forward line, which could have used 102 from Lincoln McCarthy. 59 from Butters, 51 from Battle, 94 from Big Joe. Probably expected a knock on the door from Merker. He'll want a key forward.
Key forward.
That's it. Ainsworth, he's just a name, isn't he? That one day we think might be good. But he just
no, he never is. He's barely best for me too, unfortunately.
Yeah. And Tanner Broon. So did what he did. I just can't get over that bench. That bench scored more than my high whole
team. That bench would have beat me. So yeah. Moving on.
Beat almost everyone. Jesus. So yeah, we'll click on disposables for sure. Anyway, all right. Oops, who was that? You still there?
Still there. Still here. Right, sorry.
Doing the next game by myself. Nope. You there? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, there's another close game here. Oh, there's two close games. Holy shitballs, Batman.
Yeah, I managed to completely fuck up the Sunday. Poor coaching, I think.
Oh, well, there's not much you can do about Scrimshaw. You must have played 10%. Because if you didn't, you would have won.
But
so ponies. You there, Skill?
Yeah.
Charge your headset, dude.
It's wide. I'm here.
All right, good stuff. All right, so going down to the wire, you were a bit of a sitting duck in the last game. You just had the Rory lob, was it?
The lobster. Not great, and there was being. He was in trouble with Young not scoring well, but when you're up by 1,000 points for Frio, guess what you're going to do in the last 10 minutes?
That's it.
Chippy to each other. I think you put on about 30 points in a quarter, so that's what did me.
Ah, oh, dearie my. Not good. So, just have a run through here of Jack Crisp, who I think he might need an Instagram story a week from his wife to get a decent score, or girlfriend, or whatever she was. Perryman 84, Hayden Young with his late chippy chip 58. Maynard, that's horrible.
That's trash from Maynard. Imagine keeping him in 2 weeks of a suspension and then he comes back and that's not how
he does that for you.
Not good at all. Bench him.
I would bench
him. Send a message.
That's it. The midfield. One ton with a Zorko 106.
Still don't know how he gets that score when he can't run.
That's it.
And that.
He must smell funny or something because no one goes near him. Josh Kelly down a little bit for his 89. Rory Laird, first game back with a 90. Andrew Gaff was on fire early and then remembered that he's Andrew Gaff and then stopped playing football. Ward, reasonable 76. Cochin, a standard 70. And Chad Warner, an 80, which is about him. And then old Nikos Natas.
66, yeah. What a great score. And there's other ruckman, Oscar McInerney, 59.
Well,
really not the height that you want from your rucks.
No, well, only have the one option next week.
That's true.
Bigo is out.
Out for a week for the...
punching someone in the head.
You shouldn't do that.
No, that's bad. Mitch Duncan with a 90, Stevenson with a 70, Jackson 61, Fisher 60, and Patrick Nate, of all people, 90. Yeah. Holy moly. Imagine losing by 8 points and Nate gets 90.
Yep, that's what happens. Bit of soul searching this afternoon.
Bit of red. Open the bottle.
No, I'm booze free tonight.
Oh. Yes, I would be. I'm tempted every week, but that's all right. Poor old Jackie Scrimshaw. Looks like it might be a bit long term too, from what they were saying this afternoon. Something patella, fractured.
Ask a doctor friend what that means.
Yeah, well, basically he's got a very sore knee, is what it means.
Or the shoulder.
Hey, it's patella. That's your knee, isn't it?
Okay, it was ice in the wrong part then.
Okay, I thought it was his patella, which was his knee. But anyway, what do I know? I don't know shit.
Nope.
Okay, so where else are we? Nick Newman was pretty good for 85.
Yep.
Ben Patton. Yeah. 33. Jack Siebel. Holy jamoly, Batman.
Yep, not good.
No, well, that's star-esque. Brody Smith stand there. He's average 70.
No, I'll take that.
Keller Mills, what's going on with him?
He used to start well, then stops. So,
bit of ankle Achilles soreness or not?
I've probably just pulled a hard muscle. Needs to lift. Needs to lift for his team.
That's it. Suitcase and Walsh did their normal thing, so decent scores there. Jack Viney probably down a smidge. Finger banger, spent too much time finger banging instead of getting the footy. And Jake Stringer in the midfield.
Well, yeah, that's where my team's at. I'm playing those two in the midfield at the moment.
That's interesting.
There are issues.
There are some issues, but no issues in the ruck this week.
Nope. Ruck has been sorted. Thank you, Brandon Bruce.
Well done with a big 108. Speaking of ruckmen that go well, holy jamoly, Batman. 138 from Tim English.
As a forward, mate. As a key forward.
Key forward?
Yep.
Excellent job. And the other one who he couldn't possibly start in Classic because he won't score very well until Green comes back is Tim Taranto.
Yeah, I missed that boat.
Yes, that boat well and truly sailed. But he sailed with a 126 in your forward line.
That's my forward line.
Yes, that's pretty good. Isaac Heaney did Isaac Heaney things. Lob did Lob things. And Bruce did Bruce things, all about average. So
can't really
claim
that forward line. It's the rest of the team. Maybe the defence. Stars-esque.
Stars-esque for the defence. Yes. He's probably played... what was his time on ground? Where can you see that?
I've no idea.
Let's have a look. Time on ground.
Some people were too busy with this stupid fucking rookie rule. They remember to bloody put the time on ground 20%.
So, 19%. Probably not what you want to hear. Oh, shit. Another lucky win there. Thanks to the commish ballsing up another rule. Well done, commish. Anyway, on to the next game. Oh, the last game of the round.
Yeah.
Oh, rivalry round. And reasonably close here, but Team Awesome, victorious 14.93 over DT87, 14.32.
Yeah, good win from Team Awesome.
Yes.
Over his friend.
And these holds that Team Awesome has done in his defensive line, holding Doherty, holding Sicily, paying some dividends with a 138 and a 101. And never mind, thank you, Mother, for the Rabbits, for the 139 for George Hewitt. So yeah. That's a very, very, very good defensive line. Looped on a 68 and took a 75 from DBJ.
That's a defense I wish I had.
Yes, I'd take that. The midfield. Lacking a bit of punch in the midfield here by the looks of it. 98 to Amon, which is nice. Steele struggled up to a 101, which is nice for those that kept him in Classic. But then it sort of falls off a little bit. A 69 for Redden, 72 for Dacos. Cordor not too bad for 91. Horn Francis, 67. And Warple, 88.
Redden's the poor one there. Without Kelly and Shuey, you're probably thinking that Jack Redden steps up a little bit in that midfield, but I think he's just getting on like most of that team.
And so what have we got? Max Lynch on the field, and he's looped on Hickey. Is that just because he forgot to put Hickey on early?
He's got Hickey plays first. He's got the Matt Flynn as well. I think Hickey played the first Thursday game.
Yeah.
That gives him the option to see the score. If it's a blinder, leave it. If it gets injured and scores zero, then you can probably look at
the heartbeat. But McAvoy's out and Lynch is out. So
I think McAvoy's news came
Flynn
later
didn't
on.
Play, yeah, and Flynn didn't play. All right. That's a lot of rucks in one team, isn't it?
Yeah. Rucks. But, yeah. Hey, I can't argue with rucks. Can't have enough, I say.
No. And the forward line, 86, 93, 98. Three good scores. And then a 26 and a 37, which is not so
good. I think Jones was subbed off.
I suppose if someone chokes you, then was that...
That was the guy, yeah. He's had a haircut and he's had a side attack.
That's it. So, interesting. On the other side, the last little bit here. Shannon Hearn, 116. Awesome work. It looks like Z Will has remembered how to football 2 weeks in a row.
Has.
So his last two scores, 103 and 98. It's almost what you got him for, isn't it? Gee whiz. Remembered how to football. Who else have we got? Hind and Houston did average scores. Lockie Neal died in the first quarter or second quarter.
Ankle injury early on, but actually showed us that you don't need to just go off for 6 weeks with an ankle injury. You can just tape it up and keep going.
That's it. I swear to God, like a rolled ankle, it's now called a syndesmosis. I'd never heard of that word. It was just a rolled ankle 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just harden up, Princess.
Leave your boot on, don't take it off, and keep going.
So Guthrie, 91. Luke Parker down a bit with his 75. Fiorini, 86. Probably a bit down on what do you want. Greenwood, the only one who could try and even look like getting the ball in Morse. Yep. Pendlebury, 86. And Brody down a little bit on 77. So no tons.
No putrid scores, but just nothing. No high reaching.
That's it. Reece Stanley, 85. That's
off the waiver wire there, so not a bad little score. He's averaging 78.
Yep. So not bad. Speaking of bad, Shy Bolton.
Not the greatest.
Not what you want from a keeper. Average of 70 and a score of 64 this week. Looped on Big Buddy's 95. So he was on fire, bud. Nearly Sydney won, didn't they? I can't remember. No. Yes.
I don't even know. That was a long time ago.
Let me just go back a bit. Almost pulled Sydney across the line. So, no, they didn't win.
But he's that perfect looped option in the forward line.
That's it. Neil Bullen. That's 36. That's gross. Weller and Jerry. Weller got outscored by Jerry. So, interesting. 70s. But yeah, unfortunately, a lack of punch there in the midfield was probably the difference.
And the Jerry Cameron 101 on the bench.
101 on the bench probably not helpful.
I mean, you put him on the field, he'll score you a 30. So He's done the right thing. He's looped in a key forward. Hindsight's a great thing, isn't it?
It is. Mind you, when you've got that many options as disposable, gee whiz.
Oh, and that's,
so there you go. That is a bit of hindsight. But yes, that's the round review done.
Yep.
If we turn the page shortly, we'll go and have a look at what that means to the ladder.
Just who do you think you are?
Alrighty, so after four rounds, the ladder is beginning to take a little bit of shape here, Stars. And it's not a shape I like, just to be quite honest. So,
the shape we're used to, though, isn't
it? Yeah, not really. I don't like it. But there is no undefeated teams, is what we've learned from this. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams on 2 and 1. And then 6 teams on 1 and 2. It's a pretty tightly packed leaderboard there.
I'm on 2 and 2.
Hey?
I've got 2 losses and 2 wins, mate.
Have you figured that in 3 rounds?
Well, I got so you.
You say it. You say it, and I'll reach through here and I'll slap you.
Because I'm playing Hawker next week.
I'll reach through here and I'll slap you.
The 1,100 score's got me scared.
That's all right, mate. Well, you know my team. They have a good week and a bad week, and they had the bad week this week, so look out.
Yep.
Anyway, just having a quick look here. Disposables on top of the ladder, despite the loss, with his mammoth point-scoring ability, which is just quietly 150 points ahead of the next best.
That's looking dangerous.
Formidable.
Disposals of himself.
Yes, that's true. The slid up to second.
Wouldn't know it though, would you?
No, he's still down in the dumps about something and whatever.
Yep.
Team Awesome is in third.
Not a bad, very nice.
Yep. And I can't. In fourth spot in the top four.
Oh, I've never seen this before in my life.
It's just a weekend of first, really, isn't it?
Long Vipers
sitting in the top four. You wouldn't have thunk it, would you?
I don't think he's happy in the top four. He wants top two. He wants number one, actually. He's going for it.
So, interesting. Interesting. He's ahead of Ponyfish Islanders, which would probably make him pretty happy. And also ahead of Aussie Merker, which would make him happy. Who are all on 2 and 1.
Yeah, lose to Vipers at your peril, because you will get a spray.
That's it. A Vipers spray. And then on 1 and 2 is DT87, Stars FC, who is in the 8. Then just outside the 8 is Manic Monkeys, Legless, Dazed and Confused. Now, there's another thing you don't see very often.
No, I don't think he's ever been outside the top 8.
No, I don't think he knows what it is, but he's all right. I'm down the bottom there. I'll console him and just let him know how things go down here.
Please, as the most experienced member down there.
Yep. Actually, I wouldn't say I was the most experienced member down there, because I've actually played finals. There's actually one member of this competition who's yet to play a final.
Oh, wait, not this year. It's finals. It's top four.
Top four, you reckon?
Four board.
All right. So there you go, folks. It's all happening. So, yeah, no undefeated teams, no one who hasn't won a game, and it's tight.
Anyone can win.
That's it. Everyone's a go at the moment. All right. Well, that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Stars, for coming on despite the tragic loss, and we'll see how we go midweek.
Yep, sounds good. We'll catch you later.
Cheers.